JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 90, Poland.
According to the Versailles Treaty, the independent country of Poland was entitled to a corridor 18 miles wide that led to the Baltic Sea. It gave Poland the ability to have a seaport and not to be completely landlocked. The seaport was Danzig. Danzig was an international city, but it was under Polish control. And the corridor was Polish. Now, this corridor split Germany into two sections. East Prussia on one end, and the rest of Germany on the other end. It was an untenable situation. Hitler demanded that Poland give back the Polish corridor, but that was just an excuse for Hitler. Hitler hated the Poles. He said the Poles were an inferior race. They were to be destroyed. Hitler destroyed 4 million Poles. He hated them. He felt that they were of a poor racial stock. And he needed Poland for his grand dream of Lebensraum, of being able to resettle Germans in the eastern part of Germany and Poland, etc. Later, it even extended to Russia. And in order to do so, he had to get rid of the indigenous population. He would get rid of the Poles themselves. Poland, under very anti-Semitic governments, treated its Jews very badly. Nevertheless, Poland also was somehow drunk with power. They thought they'd be able to stand up to the German Wehrmacht because they had defeated the Red Army a decade earlier. They had a large army. They had great armaments. And they thought that somehow they would effectively be able to resist Germany. Therefore, Poland was adamant in its refusal to give in to Hitler's demands. France and Britain, in order to forestall a German invasion of Poland, made an alliance with Poland and said, if Poland is attacked, Germany will be at war with Britain and France as well. But Britain and France were 1,000 miles away from Poland. They couldn't very well help them, but it was meant as a diplomatic threat. Hitler called its bluff. And on September 1st, 1939, he invaded Poland. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.